Welcome to the Apologia podcast, the audio-only archive of the Apologia YouTube channel. Note that some content was designed to go with visuals, but the imagination can be a powerful thing. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider giving it a 5-star rating on the podcast app you're using now to help us reach more people. Or, since this endeavor is ad-free, consider going a step further and supporting us for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/apologia. But for now, let's get to the episode. Part of the Ham and Egg News series, released January 11th, 2021, titled Hammy New Year 2021, featuring Shannon Q. Welcome to Apologia, and another edition of Ham and Egg News, where we react to Ken Ham reacting to things. Hammy New Year, Shannon!
Okay. Hammy New Year! I'm so excited!
It's 2021, perhaps the most anticipated year that ever has been.
That's valid. That is valid AF.
This is January 1st, 2021. We are here to do our fourth annual Hammy New Year celebration.
Yay! I'm looking forward to 2021. It's going to be a way better year, and I'm literally starting it off doing something specifically to piss myself off. Why am I looking at somebody's doorstep?
So Ken Ham has had an annual tradition of doing a special edition of Answers News on or around New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2018, they did a straight up normal edition of Answers News that they shot with vertical video, him and Bodie wandering around the museum.
I wonder what sweater he's wearing, because he wore the same sweater.
And then 2019 mm-hmm. was the year that they decided to do Answers News while also learning to make fudge.
Fudge! I'm drinking. It's tradition! That's still a game I play 2 years later.
The third year, 2020, before 2020 became 2020, really.
before we even got what 2020 meant, right. Really.
He took us through a walkthrough of the graffiti exhibit.
Oh, yeah. That's the year that I ended up getting so drunk and mad that I fell asleep in the bathroom before we were even done recording. Because we drank every time there was a jump cut.
If Ken is good at anything, it's about promoting himself and things around his museum. So Shannon and I have been concerned over the previous few weeks in that they haven't been promoting any kind of New Year's Day special. And we haven't really been sure whether there would be something with which we could celebrate our Hammy New Year special. And right up until just a few hours ago, Ken had been radio silent on posting anything at all.
Did he post something and I missed it?
So Ken posted.
Oh, he did.
And so
okay.
Now finally we have a proper Ken Ham New Year's video that we are going to react to and give you
no. But why am I like, okay.
I'm going to read part of the text that he...
Oh, this is going to make me mad.
It's January 1st, 2021.
Uh-huh.
Okay, as 2020 was quite a stressful year in many ways, even though we know God is in control,
uh-huh.
I thought it would be good to start the year with some lighthearted fun with an exclamation mark.
Oh, God. What does Ken Ham think is fun? What does Ken think is fun?
According to the text, this is Ken Ham's house.
This is Ken's house? That's the doorstep I'm looking at, is Ken's doorstep?
We're looking at Ken's doorstep where Ken lives.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right, are we ready?
No, I am not. I'm not.
Here we go.
Okay. A truck drove by.
And drove over something.
Oh. Is that, that's not really.
Ken claims this is really his house. This was an Amazon delivery that he received today.
Does he think he's special, though? Does he think that he's the only person in 2020 who's had a package turfed onto their deck This is not his New Year's video, though.
It's his New Year. It's 100% is.
So his New Year's video is just him like giving a bad Yelp review to a Purolator driver.
That's correct.
That's his.
Apparently.
I mean, okay.
So unfortunately or fortunately, this doesn't quite feel like this is enough for a whole episode of my show.
No.
But he has done a few live streams in December. And I feel like given this Amazon delivery isn't really satiating, I don't think we're going to see Ken's most recent broadcast that he actually appears in.
I need to get my mood up. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yay, it's 2021. Woo! Nope.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Answers News for Monday, December 28th, 2020. The year that never seems to end, but it's almost coming to an end.
It's over now. Look how happy. Oh, the pause screen right now. He's like, I made a joke. Look at his face. Aww. I'm pleased for him.
I'm your host, Roger Patterson. I'm joined today by my co-host, Ken Ham. Some of you might be familiar with him.
Unfortunately, yes.
Thank you, Roger. It is great to be with you, to be your co-host today.
I'm so glad you could join me today.
You know, I must admit, this year, I started thinking, seems like millions of years.
Oh, the humor is on point 100% of the time. Just nails it. Sticks the landing every time. Did you hear what he said, though? You should probably rewind it. Did you not get the joke? I didn't hear you laugh. You don't understand. That's the joke. Is that time is a joke.
I see.
I heard a podcast I was listening to. Somebody quipped it was the best 2020 they've ever had. And I've got to agree with them. I hope there's another one, not another one like it coming, though.
It's the most unique 2020.
Some solid jokes to start things off.
Yes, they were absolutely and clearly intended to be jokes.
All right, thank you for joining us here in the studio audience. Why don't you guys clap and let everybody know you're here. Got a great audience here today. You're visiting the Creation Museum.
It's almost millions of people.
One joke. One joke. Who could have seen that joke coming? No one! They definitely have a defiant crowd right now that is like, we don't care if we die and kill other people.
It reminds me of Frank Turk's podcast today, where he was talking about his upcoming conference, and there's going to be two sections at the conference. One for people who want to wear masks and are concerned about infections, and there's another section where they can have masks off and singing at your own risk.
If you want to take protections, you can. You want to be socially distanced, you can. We have a section for that. But if you also want to take responsibility for your own health, you can come into the sanctuary and worship with us.
Stop it.
Yep.
So. Holy shit.
Oopsie. Hmm? Oh, sorry. It's what we say at my house when someone swears. It's a force of habit.
You should smash the oopsie jar. That might change your life.
So he's having like a loser's table where the people in that area are actually being smart and following guidelines.
Welcome to 2021, everybody.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay. This is the best.
And on the 30th of December, 48 years ago, my wife and I were married.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Yeah. She chased after me and trapped
She chased after me. Fucking narcissist.
We were married. I was 21. She just turned 19, but we were very mature.
He's the best at being humble.
Yes, exactly. Precisely.
Well, I was only 19.
Like every couple of years.
My wife was only 17 when we married.
What? Did you just say his wife was only 17?
He was 19.
When they got married?
Oh, I wish that was a rare thing in church communities, but it's just not.
Holy shit. 17? That's hard for me to process. Like, that really is, especially as somebody who has kids. You do not have the maturity to enter into a lifelong commitment at 17.
Yeah, evangelicals tend to encourage very early marriages because, of course, in the phrase of, you know, Paul the Apostle, they are burning in lust. And so that's one way to encourage them before they are able to go off to college and become one of those two-thirds of people who, if they go to college, end up leaving the faith.
Oh, so it's easy to lock them down because they're horny.
And then, of course, you encourage them to breed and then to homeschool.
Oh, my God.
It propagates.
We have a streaming service called Answers.tv.
I love this part. I love this part. Because they're essentially like, we made Answers Netflix, guys. And then Buddy, what's his face over there? I can't remember his name. What's
you mean Roger?
Marriage guy's name. Roger.
Ken said, hey, Roger, throw together a science program in 2 days and make it happen live.
Roger was like, yeah, Ken just walked up to me and was like, make a show. And he was like, okay, I'll do that, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely right away, sir. We filmed it in the bathroom. It was amazing. We did it. We didn't think it was possible to make a science show on a cell phone with no notice whatsoever and no knowledge about science, but we fucking did it. And now you can pay money to watch it. You're welcome, everyone.
If you get Disney Plus and Netflix, you need to pay penance by subscribing to Answers TV as well.
I need to look up. I don't even care. Like, we're doing stuff. I get it. I need to see what's on Answers.TV.
All right, go for it.
Meet Junior, Gracie, George, and Gloria the giraffes.
So these giraffes are the stars of their TV commercials that they run on, like Fox News and stuff.
Are giraffes?
Hi, guys. Gracie here at the Ark Encounter, and you absolutely won't believe the size of this thing. It's hashtag amazing.
Why would they pick giraffes? If you're any sort of intelligent, you would understand that the laryngeal nerve in the giraffe is huge. That's a massive tick on the box for evolution.
Interestingly, where it ends is pretty close to where it started. It started here, coming out of the brain. It really only needed to go about 2 inches.
Yes, amazing.
But it went all the way down and came all the way back.
Yes. That's a beautiful example of historical legacy as opposed to design.
I've seen most of the giraffe things. They haven't mentioned...
Oh, what? They haven't mentioned the one thing about giraffes that is brought up the most often in conversations about evolution and is specific to giraffes because it's so pronounced in them and is a demonstration and evidence that evolution is real. That's so fucking weird. That's weird. I'm surprised that they haven't brought up the thing that counters them directly about their fucking mascot. That's... Yeah. Okay. This is dumb. What is this, like?
These are basically videos from their YouTube channel.
Yeah. A new history of the human race with Nathaniel. It doesn't say that it's with Nathaniel, but I recognize that smug ass. I went to Harvard face on the thumbnail. It really is just set up just like Netflix. It's meant to look like.
Yeah, it's the artifice of Netflix.
They have a living water section. They have a Ray Comfort section.
They partnered with Ray. Ray doesn't make any new content for them. They just
God damn it, Todd Friel has a section. There's a ratchet.org section.
Look at that.
Son, if I do not like him. I like him the least because he encourages people to not even seek medical assistance if they require it. All right, I'm mad enough at this now. We're not even to the point where they're talking about news stories and I'm already agitated.
Neat.
Just looking at their stupid, like, look, we made a Netflix.
One of the movie stars on Answers.TV is our own Roger Patterson.
Yeah, Mr. P.
No school teacher would call themselves Mr. P.
Oh, I don't know. I had a school, like my gym teacher was Mr. T. Mr. Timmons, he was Mr. T.
No, but Mr. P?
See, I didn't like, yeah, no, I didn't go there. I'm not as much of a child as you are, evidently.
I was a seventh grade boy at one point.
If you haven't seen the show Unlocking Science, that's the show I get to feature. And we've got some little video clips here that'll give you a little teaser.
All you're seeing on the screen is like a six-year-old took a picture of like a teacher hitting a ball like right at the front of a class. You see this part of a person holding a meter stick near a ball? This is the type of content that we have. It costs you $9 a month. It's well worth it. Have you ever seen half a picture of somebody hitting a ball with a meter stick before? Probably not. This is original content.
We put on Disney Plus, you haven't.
Disney Plus my ass.
Baby Yoda with his little ball and Roger in this ball. It's all the same.
That's right. He's the Grogu of Answers.TV.
We've changed the format a little bit, so we're going to a 5-camera setup now.
Woo! Maybe one of them will get his face.
Called evolution from small cell phone to a 5-camera.
I don't think I'd call it that. No, there was intelligent design involved in this process. Right.
I was wrong. He has 2 jokes. I take it back. Maybe that could be our drinking game. One of us drink every time he makes a joke about whether or not something took millions of years, and the other one can drink every time he makes a joke about, was that evolution?
Well, I want to take category 3, which is I insult people who work for me and they can't do anything about it because I'm their boss.
You'll die. You'll die, Paul. You can't do that.
So this is a balloon filled with hydrogen gas, and as it gets close enough to the burner there, you'll see a nice little fireball.
As a pyromaniac, though, you could get on board.
That's cool. Like, I would do that. But also, like, who wouldn't expect putting a balloon full of gas near a flame that it would explode? Like, who discovered something new watching this video?
And here you can see I'm going to pour some carbon dioxide in because it's more dense than the air. It'll flow down that channel. And because there's no oxygen around the candles, what's going to happen to them? They're going to get extinguished.
Maybe in the post-COVID area, maybe we could do this for birthdays instead of, you know, everyone spitting on cakes.
No, I'm going to still spit on cakes.
Okay.
That's right. Because my freedom is why. That's right. And you're going to eat it and you're going to fucking like it.
That's a single-celled organism. Now, a little blepharisma is going to creep around there. Shoop, got sucked right into the oral groove.
Don't Google sucked into the oral groove, kids.
Fair enough.
Just like the stentor.
Is that the end now?
Yeah, that's the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kids, like, is this over? Definitely. Buy a subscription. The guy who made the channel can't even tolerate sitting through an entire video until it's done.
All right, let's get to our fluff article for the day.
We always have one fluff article.
I'm ready. My body is ready. Science time.
This one's for you.
And this one should be right up Ken's alley. What's up, Skip? Kangaroos really can talk to us, the study finds. So you've spent a lot of time in this place where there are kangaroos bouncing around. So you have kangaroos like we have deer.
That's true.
Okay. Yep. And did you ever have one of them talk to you?
Never had one of them talk to me.
Good, because they really can't talk. So when the study puts this in quotes.
I've seen lots of people in Australia talk to kangaroos.
But they never talk back.
They never talk back.
Shit. I'm already upset because I feel like I can see where it's going. Because he's like, okay, you're from Australia. There's kangaroos from Australia. Obviously, they've never walked up to you and said, oi, mate. So that means that they can't communicate because we're going to conflate communication with speaking the language that we speak or speaking in a human language and make sure that we all have a tacit understanding that that is synonymous with communication. So that when we're entering into this article that likely explains how they have a form of communication in order to transmit messages to themselves as kangaroos, that we should all think that that's foolish because humans are special.
Bing, 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 bing.
God damn it. I don't even need to listen to it. Oh, fuck, fuck. Jesus. Play, just hit play. Fucking, really? Did I nail it? I nailed it, didn't I? Did I nail it?
Pretty close.
I read this article, and they're actually saying that you put a box with food in front of the kangaroo, and it realizes it can't get it, so it keeps looking at you so that you would come and open it.
Yeah, so these aren't domesticated animals. These aren't critters that we've ever tamed and kept as pets, though there are some examples.
How do you know they're not looking at you saying, a stupid idiot put a lid on the box.
Oh, so I was close. So the problem is that they think that kangaroos and likely kangaroos are attempting to communicate with humans
right.
to get them to engage in an action that will benefit them.
That's correct.
I can see how this could be a learned behavior that will result in communication. What's their problem with it?
So as we think about interacting with animals, we want to be careful not to project our own human identities onto them.
See, I know there are people that tell me their dog loves them or their cat loves them or something like that. I always tell them it's just a sophisticated computer.
Instinct, yeah.
It's a sophisticated living computer. That's all it is. And they get
Whoa!
Mad.
Whoa! So the message here is your pets don't really love you.
I'm like a Hugh Ross or something that says that, oh, we have these nephish animals, right? They're soulish.
Yeah.
They have partial right. souls or partial consciousness.
The J.P. Morelands of the world. And right. yes, yeah. That there's degrees of a soul.
Right. The Ken Hams of the world have to reject that outright. So by doing so, they actually, Ken is putting forth an entirely materialistic.
Yes.
Explanation.
Oh, you're with me. You're fucking right there with me.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I'm like, I don't understand how he doesn't feel like it undermines his point, because he's saying that these animals have brains and cerebral structures and cerebrums.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of them getting inputs and wanting desired outputs, they enact behaviors and some of them manifest as emotional connection. Manifestation of emotional connection can result in a desired outcome, and thus is beneficial from an evolutionary standpoint to get exactly. things that you need, like food, for example.
Exactly. So they have
that's the argument he's making. But he's special pleading humans out of that criteria. Absolutely. That he's laid out.
Yep.
Except humans who have very similar brains, only more developed frontal cortices, and do the same types of things and have historically and understand more complex interaction structures. But just ignore that. Animals, when they do these types of things, they don't love you. They don't feel feelings, even though the emotional center of your brain is actually the oldest portion of your brain, because motivating you by feeling some sort of impulsive feeling and attempting to negate or encourage that feeling is a huge portion of behavioral motivation. I did not watch it, and we did not watch it together, and you were literally on the exact same page.
Yep.
That how does he not get that he's undermining a bunch of shit that he says all the time?
Exactly.
Bonkers! The self-awareness level is going to be like negative millions of years.
Hey, you know, when I grew up, though, there was a series of programs in Australia called, you know how you have Bambi over here?
Yeah.
Well, there was one called Skippy, and it was Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
In Canada, ours was called The Littlest Hobo.
Oh, I love The Fucking Littlest Hobo. Oh.
But Skippy sounds fun. Skippy the Kangaroo.
I have that song stuck in my head now.
Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home. Carrying on.
We just Canadian the fuck out of this show. There's 12 other people in the world that'll get that reference probably. I wonder if that's on answers.tv. Paul, would you like to answers.tv and chill?
When things happen, he would come up and make noises communicating to people. But I got a feeling they sort of concocted that with the movie.
Kind of like when Lassie runs up and barks.
Yes,
and he barks three times, and you know that means Timmy fell in the well, and you need to go get Farmer Johnson's tractor and a rope to pull him out.
Is he saying that's unrealistic? Well, he was drawing a connection there, though. Like, Lassie coming up to you and barking, transmitting a message that there is danger. Like, obviously, it's a big jump that Lassie, like a dog, would be able to communicate the details.
Right.
But there's so many examples of animals communicating that there is some sort of trouble or attempting to get people's attention to draw their attention to trouble.
Yeah. Down to my dog, who's asleep beside me here. Before the delivery person, like, throws the box from the street. That's right.
Hail Mary it onto your porch.
My dog is alerting everyone in the household that there's someone here and that we all need to be alert.
Are they saying that isn't communication? Like, I don't even understand what they're attempting to communicate here.
Well, they need to dismiss any findings that any animal is in any way in the same cognitive ballpark as a human, because that is the line they draw, is that the separation between us and every other animal is so great that God's image...
It's not, though.
I know. So that's why they feel so threatened, even by casual stories like this.
The fact that they can't communicate with us utilizing our language isn't an indication that they're not self-aware or intelligent either, or capable of communication, which is essentially what they're attempting to negate here, is saying that they're incapable of interspecies communication. Well, clearly they are. Like, they're simultaneously acknowledging it and then making it seem like it's stupid. It's like this weird dance. But like, obviously they want the food and they're telling you they want the food, but also don't be fooled. They didn't do that thing that I just said they did.
Right.
Because only we can do that. That's dumb.
And so here we have the true communication. So when we think about communicating with one another using words and language, whatever language that is, that's a gift God has given us uniquely as humans. We don't know of any other creatures that do that.
Dolphins. Oh my God, we totally do though. What is he saying that, like, we don't know of any other creatures that what? Are capable of communicating with each other? There's so many different ways to communicate. To just make it seem as though actual linguistic phonemes and morphemes that are received as auditory stimuli equates communication in its entirety is ridiculous. If they understood what they were communicating as being accurate, they wouldn't even be on screen right now, because that would be a redundancy, because they're already making mouth noises.
Right.
And that's sufficient.
They can call to one another and recognize simple signals and those types of things. But true communication, where we're indicating our emotions and our feelings.
True communication.
What is this idiot going to tell me about true communication? What is true communication? Dollar store Bodie Hodge.
True communication, where we're indicating our emotions and our feelings and those types of things, are not done by anything that's not made in the image of God.
What does that mean? True communication that communicates our thoughts and our emotion is not done by anything that is not made in the image of God. So only humans can truly communicate? Bullshit. 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 Define communication to be, what is true communication? They're just, it's just, this is just some special pleading nonsense.
No true Scotsman. Yeah.
Who listens to this and thinks to themselves, yes, very good point. You logicked the fuck out of that. Congratulations. Now I'm compelled. Really? This is why I don't watch his bullshit anymore, because I just get mad. I throw things.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yay.
Just because we can say something doesn't mean we should say it.
Yeah. Yep. Hard agree. We're on the same page again. You stuck the landing there.
Like, yep, you're right. News. Just because we can say this doesn't mean we should.
Like when Ken makes mean jokes about me, it hurts my feelings.
Do we owe Roger an apology?
But that's how I know he loves me.
You have to drink. He's being a sanctimonious dickhead.
That's right. Yeah.
Well. You made the rules. I didn't make the rules.
It's incredible. There are millions of people here.
Millions of people. Millions. And millions watching online.
And millions watching online. And zillions.
Oh, look at their social distancing. Yay. I like the Bodies at the kiddie table. No one sits Bodie in the corner. What the hell? Bodie. Aww.
Aww.
Look at Ken's body language. He's angled away from him and everything. I don't like it. Poor Bodie. He's still got all his books in front of him. He's even blocked by all, like, we'll use the table you sit at. Even though there's all of this empty space between Cam and Lady, they pile all this shit in front of Bodie. Sit in the corner and shill this stuff.
You're discussing all the nonverbal communication that is going on with this paused frame here. But, but rest assured that she will not be spared the communication wrath.
Oh, Ken's going to be a dick to her too, obviously. Because... she works for him. And that's evidently how he expresses love.
Okay, so Jennifer, speak.
Speak.
Speak. Oh my gosh.
We're going to address a couple different governors today. The first one was our Virginia governor, who tells Christians to stay home. You don't need to sit in the pews for God to hear your prayers. And basically he's saying, you know what, you don't need to go to church because God can hear you wherever you are. But he is not only... I mean, he claims that he's worshiping from home, but...
Oh, I love how they say that shit, right? He claims that he's a real Christian. He claims he's worshiping from home, but clearly he has alternative motive because he's saying things we don't like. So that means that we get to infer and imbue him with motivations we couldn't conceivably know in order to undermine the message that he's attempting to deliver.
No one can really be worshiping from home. That's just, you know, ridiculous.
No, God, goodness, no. If you pray from home, God's not listening. God's like, excuse me, bitch, are you in a church? I didn't think so. Didn't I fucking tell you? I only listen to prayers that are said in churches with at least 100 people.
I'm suddenly inspired to create an app called Can God Hear Me?
And unless you're in a church, it says right. No, and then like a yes activates.
You have to have enough people who also have the app. All the
Oh my God, that would be funny.
And it's just an app that says, no, yes, God can hear you quick.
We can see based on his policies, he's, you know, they're saying here he's pro-choice, communist politician, you know, he's very into socialism.
Whoa, that was sideways. Did you just call him pro-choice communist?
Yep.
That took a road I did not anticipate. Well, shit. I'm assuming he's a Democrat then, because those are synonyms. The man literally said, hey, guys, be safe. You know, you can pray from home. God will still hear you. Be safe and take care of yourself. And they're like, communist!
Tommy.
Let's hear what Karl Marx here has to say about praying.
And you lose your connection to the church, I think, at home. I think even those few months when we were all home and we weren't allowed to go to church, you definitely felt disconnected from your church, even if you're watching those services online. There's definitely a disconnect.
They're not special. We all feel disconnected from people and organizations that matter to us and groups of people that are important to us. They're not special. This isn't unique to them at all. We're all doing the best that we can right now to make sure that we keep each other alive. Why aren't you on team? Do everything we can to keep each other alive.
What she's advocating for is really no different than saying, let my Dungeons and Dragons group meet, or let my knitting circle meet. Like, she's actually not advocating that in any way a church meeting is special. She's just saying, my social club is shut down.
And that gives me a sad.
And I would be happier if my social club was open.
For them, it's persecution. They're being kept away from something and their freedoms are being taken away. But for the rest of us, what? It's not as important that we lost those things? Like, where does that logic end? It just keeps going and going and going until eventually you're not doing anything different and nobody's doing anything to prevent what's going on and more people die. I understand that it's hard to figure out what the balance is between making sure that people are still mentally healthy, which is super important, and also not contributing to scenarios that absolutely we know will result in more deaths.
The optics of someone who owns two major tourist attractions turning around and advocating
the people ignore the rules
and gather in large quantities anyway.
He's uniquely incentivized to downplay the risks. Not saying that that's why he's doing it.
Right.
But here you have a politician that's saying, hey, restrict your Christianity.
That's exactly what he's saying. Fucking communist, man. Communist every time. Getcha. All right. I can hardly hear Bodhi over the sound of those books.
In Game of Thrones, they had that wall to keep out the White Walkers. It's roughly the same size as that one for those.
You might hear people say all the time, oh, we're all for freedom of worship. We're all for freedom of worship. It's not freedom of worship. According to the Constitution, it is the free exercise of your religion.
That's a bad road to go down for him, though. Is the argument he's making that everybody, to whatever extent is feasible, should be able to freely exercise the tenets of their religion. Everyone, all religions.
Sharia law, for example.
One of the rituals now in the Church of Satan is the right to ritualistic abortion.
Oh.
So if Bodhi's making the argument that the Constitution states that everyone should have the free, unfettered practice of their religion, that means anybody who belongs to the Church of Satan can have all the abortions they want, and Bodhi needs to shut his damn mouth.
Yeah, he's so short-sighted.
What?
Of course, in America and largely in Western countries, when there is a law that prohibits something that other people say is part of their religion, the law wins.
Yep.
And so what we're seeing is people wanting to bottleneck that into a subset where you're free to worship and you can do it at home now. No. We have the free exercise of our religion.
Where it does not conflict with other people's concerns and other laws.
They're making it seem as though they are uniquely affected by the things that are affecting all of us, and that's an infringement upon specifically their rights and no one else's. And fuck you in your stupid face. I've been locked in my house for a long goddamn time too, because I want myself, my children, my family, my community, and society to be okay. And I want to contribute to the solution, not perpetuate the problem. But I guess that's where he and I are on different levels then.
So you got to be careful with the terminology. And
you got to remember, in a lot of these communist countries.
Fucking commies. Commies! Now we're going to drink every time they say commies. It's similar to him being a sanctimonious dickhead. Drink.
Drink.
You know the rules. Drink.
One of the easiest ways to deceive people is to say that you're right there with them. So here, as soon as somebody says, oh, well, they worship God, they go to church, they do all this stuff. No, you got to watch out for that.
What? They do that? Oh, my God. Is there a self-awareness meter? If anybody's pretending to be a Christian, they know. And you know how they know? Because they're the authority on what is or is not Christian. And you know what you really need to watch out for? People who tell you that they're the authority.
That's right. Yeah.
On what is or isn't Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone say, I'm thankful that my church never stopped meeting. So that's good to hear that some churches you know, ignore this mandate.
Yeah, John MacArthur stood up to that in California as well. Yeah.
Did you just say it's good to hear that some churches ignore this mandate?
That's good to hear.
She just on air said, it's good to hear that other churches, aside from the one I personally attend,
right,
are breaking the law right now.
Good news.
Good news.
So here's another, we have another governor from North Carolina who established a gender expansive Parents Day.
That's such a good idea, though. But I wonder if they explore what the labels would be for that, because that would be a good endeavor for us as a society, I think, to be more expansive towards the gender specificity that goes towards labels like aunt and uncle and mother and father. I find it interesting from a linguistic standpoint. And I love that we're at a precipice in our culture now where we have the opportunity to expand our dialects in order to have better recognition of the reality of the constitution of the people that exist within our society.
Once again, you're anticipating where this story is going. So kudos
to you. Did I just say, is Ken going to say exactly what I just said? Ken's probably just going to verbatim say what I just said, right?
Well, you're...
Oh, shit. They're going to hate it because it's a...
But before we get there, one aspect to this story that they don't cover, so I feel like I'm just going to throw it in now.
Spoiler alert.
Ken doesn't ever get there because, of course, they're blinded by the gender parts of it. But for a lot of children, there are adults in their lives that are not their parents that are more important for their formation than their biological or even adopted parents may be. So it's basically saying, hey, what if we had this day to celebrate adults who are important to children?
That's such a great way to motivate children to recognize influences and be grateful. What is the downside? Is it the fact that people use pronouns that aren't he and she? Is that it? That's why something like this shouldn't happen?
That's right.
Jesus Christ. We're going to have a day where children just recognize anyone and everyone in their life that has an impact that isn't a biological contributor.
Correct.
To the DNA that they contain.
Correct. That's exactly it.
Because there are so many other people that are important to children, and there are so many different types of families now that what we currently have isn't encompassing enough to create an environment that every type of family and every type of community is able to celebrate the same way that just a certain type of family is. So we're going to just create this day that's an umbrella that people with traditional nuclear families can celebrate, absolutely, but also now it includes everybody else.
Correct.
And one of the subsets of that was LGBT people, and they went, nope.
That's right.
Okay. I'm clear then. Now we can listen to the story.
And felt that, you know, since we had Mother's Day and we had Father's Day, that we needed to have also a gender expansive Parents Day because they felt left out, basically. And they chose December 6th because apparently on the calendar, that was a day where nothing else is celebrated.
I don't know. December 6th is almost Shannon's birthday day.
It is. It's 2 days before my birthday. I would have been happier, actually, if it was December 8th. I would have been like, good. I'm glad that this
is. The problem here is now I'm going to have to get you a gender expansive Parents Day gift on the 6th and a birthday gift on the 8th.
Facts.
That's why I'm against this.
So, Jennifer, let me ask you, how do you celebrate a gender expansive Parents Day when in the LGBT there's transgender and whatever? And
well, that's the point, Ken. There are transgender people or whatever. So we have a gender expansive Parents Day. Like, how do you do it? You just find the human in your life that is gender nonconforming or gender queer or trans or cis or whatever and say, one second, it's going to come to me. Thank you. And you treat them like a fucking human, Ken. And if that's something that's complex for you to figure out, because you might have to say they or them, then like, it's not that hard. And they've barely even started and they are going to start making fun of gender pronouns. I'm fucking calling it. They are. They're going to put up a chart. If there's not a chart, I will pay you $1 million. If there is not a chart that has pronouns on it. And if they don't say, no one can keep track of this, how could anybody understand how to use these pronouns? I'm sorry, Ken, how many people have you met in your life? Do they all have the same name? No. Did you manage to remember their name if they mattered to you, even though it wasn't a name anyone else you know has? You can do that with pronouns. You just have to remember one more thing to put in front of their fucking name. Why do you hate me? Why do you every year? Every year.
And what he actually says is all parents, regardless of gestational relationship to a child, is what the wordage says.
What is wrong with that? Why are they mad about that?
I love that phrase, regardless of gestational relationship.
Yes.
What a great phrase.
What about step-parents too? Like step-parents don't have a gestational relationship.
Nope.
Your grandparents could have raised you.
Of course.
They don't have a gestational relationship, but they're the ones raising you and acting as a parent.
Yep.
Or a friend or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent.
Or an older sibling.
Like, yes. This just seems like a lovely concept.
What makes me angry is that this has nothing to do with pronouns. These are titles that perhaps a child may reference other adults in their lives. There's no human on earth other than the child that needs to remember these pronouns, because it's not like I care whether my coworker knows whether I use Nana or Grandma or Gran. That never comes up.
If my kid calls me Ma instead of Mom, whatever.
But they're going to conflate it, to no one's surprise, with the idea that, well, now we all have to remember all these crazy titles that they think are crazy.
They don't, though. Why would they have to?
No one's even asking them to do it.
So they're just mad that other people are acknowledging that it exists and happens?
Right.
Fuck them.
Are you sure it isn't time for a colorful metaphor?
They actually listed some of the gender-neutral parental titles that North Carolina, I guess, is recommending that you use. And so,
in other words, don't use mother, father,
can't use,
mom,
right. You can't
dad.
Use mother, and father.
Did she just say can't? You can't use? No one is saying you can't use mother or father. They're supplementary. They're saying you can also use.
Correct.
Paul, I'm sorry, but you and I can't be a mother or a father anymore. I'm sorry.
That's right.
We can't. Because the governor of North Carolina is having a gender-inclusive Parents Day. And it follows from that, and that alone, that now no one anywhere on earth can call anyone mom or dad.
That's right.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Wake up, sheeple. Jesus.
And so they're recommending.
Okay, so this is not even allowing for that.
Not even allowing for that. Come on. Come the hell on. So, wait. I know there's going to be a chart. I know it. I'm calling it still. I still feel like that $1 million that I bet is safe. There will be a chart of pronouns. But he's saying it doesn't even allow for the option.
Listen, you will be dragged off to jail and your only phone call will be to Jordan Peterson, who will laugh at you.
It's pro-sexual humanism.
Can you sexual humanism! I'm writing it in. I'm the high priestess of the Church of Sexual Humanism. I invented this goddamn church, and you know what, Bodhi? You're right. I'm writing it in. That's part of sexual humanism now. You can use whatever designation you want for a parent, and it will absolutely be accepted and respected by any member of the Church of Sexual Humanism.
That's right.
That's in there. That's a tenet now. Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm writing it into the doctrine.
Well, fortunately, we live in a place that allows for our exercise of this freedom of religion. So we will
don't get it. You can't call your mom anymore, and you don't have freedom. And if you think you can pray at home, you're wrong.
So they're recommending Dommy and Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y.
You call your cat Maddie. So
that's her name.
Okay, so if you have Johnny and he's in his classroom and he's introducing his parents, right? And they say, okay, Johnny, introduce the class, your parental units.
They're trying to make it sound as though it ruins communication is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it sound as though you can no longer transmit meaningful information given the utilization of these terms as recognized terms that are interchangeable with mother and father. Because people on whole recognize what mother and father means. But if you substitute a multitude of different things for that, then you'll no longer understand how that relationship operates or what the relationship even is. And thus it becomes useless, futile, confusing, and ruins the way in which we communicate with one another. That's what I'm reading from them. They could have utilized parents in this article, but made a conscious decision to utilize parental units instead in order to create a further deviation and disconnection from the average person and the way that this language is used so that they can make it sound absurd on purpose.
Of course.
Johnny says, sure, this is my zither, Liam, and my Zaza, Bailey. Oh, and my zither is also married to my Dommy, Tatum, and my Zaza is married to my step, Maddie, Corey.
Was that Klingon?
Oh, don't mess with Klingon, bitch. No. No. That's the point. I called it then. That's exactly what they were attempting to do. They were attempting to make it seem as though it's so ridiculous that you wouldn't even be able to understand what they were attempting to communicate. But here's the thing. It's not difficult to adopt things as a recognizable component of language. We do it frequently. They're consistently adding words to the dictionary. We're adding new meme-type words to our vernacular. Like, if I say yeet, somebody's probably going to know what that means generally, but it's not a real word, but it was adopted by culture. And that's the thing that happens frequently. So we'll do it with this, but instead of it happening by happenstance, we're going to work to do it intentionally because we care about it because we want to be inclusive. And they're like, fuck that. No one's ever going to understand that. Language never changes. Like, just shut up.
It might also be hard to get intolerant babies worldwide to stop their oppressive use of sounds like mama and dad.
Children aren't able to understand at a very young age, like when they're infants, how to make the complex motor and muscle movements in your tongue, your jaw, and your larynx that are required in order to create full phonemes like I am right now. What they can do is move their tongue against their teeth and move the tongue to the top of the mouth and purse their lips together and let air come through. One of the easiest sounds to make is m. That's an easy sound to make because you essentially just need to open your lips and let air pass through. Ma, ma, ma. Do it. It's easy. Ma, ma, right? Same with da, 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 da. These are something that children do very easily when they're playing with mouth movements. They also get responses from parents when that happens. Throughout cultures, those are the first form of sound that children will make. So tell me if this makes sense. Maybe this sounds crazy, but in most cultures, because you're interacting with a child and the first two or three types of sounds a child can make are ma and da, that you would affiliate those sounds with yourself as the person who's caring for the child, right? So most ma, 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 ma sounds, you encourage them and you say, yep, yeah, 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 I'm mama, 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 mama. And we've done that for a very, very long time until we adopt it into the culture. But that happens through most languages. That's why in most languages, you will see the early mouth sounds that a child can make that are incorporated into the language that we use to identify a parent because it's easy for the child to make those sounds. So is she saying that children are born knowing you are the female parent and thus ma ma is your assigned sound that I make with my mouth for you? It's just dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. The whole thing's dumb.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. They could get arrested for that.
They could.
Oh, you're so full of shit. No one's getting arrested for calling someone mom or dad. You absolute bellend.
And professing to be wise, they become fools. That's what the Bible says. It's right. Just stupidity and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You agree with Kent on that.
I agree. Everything that's happened thus far this evening is just stupidity and it's ridiculous.
Well, what about...
It continues, though. Yes. Yeah, so on the Georgia
called
State...
It chart! Called it chart! Called it chart! Downtown, three-pointer, nailed it. Nailed it. I want my fucking cookie. I called it.
Good comment here, Bodhi. Klingon makes more sense than that garbage.
They need to keep Star Trek out of their mouth. Like, they really do. Star Trek is so inclusive, too. Like, I feel as though if Ken Ham watched a few episodes of Star Trek, he'd realize that Star Trek is absolutely the antithesis of everything that he seems to stand for as a person. There are currently on Discovery primary characters who are trans. there's a gay couple who are primary characters, and one uses they, them pronouns.
I've never felt like a she or a her, so I would prefer they or them from now on.
Okay.
So there's a non-binary character.
Yep.
So Star Trek, where they speak Klingon, would be all on board with this list. So keep Star Trek out of your mouth, Bodhi. They created you a wall to hide behind so no one would see you. Maybe you just use it.
Okay, can you guys see those on the board?
And I'm not even sure what these mean. And
looking at a list of gender pronouns and not seeing herself represented is upsetting to her. Could you fucking imagine what that must feel like? She does not see herself represented on that list, and she's upset, and someone should do something about that.
And can you imagine a poor professor who's expected to use these pronouns?
Use the correct
pronouns.
He's
not going to remember all these, and then he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, I said he.
But he doesn't get it. If he is your accepted pronoun, then that's fine. No one's saying you can't be a he.
I'm not sure when the last time was Ken was on a college campus, but when I went to college, my professor said things like, hey, blue shirt. Hey, you with the hat.
Yeah. I was girl with the purple hair for my first year of university.
None of my professors, even in my senior year, in any way attempted to learn my name, let alone.
Yep. Nope.
They're not worried about the nouns, let alone the pronouns.
That lets you know where education is.
They call creationists anti-science. These are the anti-science people.
Yes. If Ken Ham is dictating to you who you should or should not take seriously in the scientific community, you done fucked up, bruh.
You know the other scary thing? They probably have driver's licenses. Can you imagine that? Meeting
they probably
them
have bumper
road?
Stickers.
Well, New York is taking off the gender off the driver's license now.
Yeah, good. Who gives a shit then?
Mm.
Why do you need a gender on a driver's license? By the time you see somebody's driver's license, it's already got all their personal information, date of birth, address, all that shit, name. Why does that person need a specific gender in order for it to be relevant? Who gives a fuck?
And originally, it was to prevent some fraud and that kind of thing. But we have pictures on them now. There used to be a time when there weren't pictures on licenses.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so, the more bits of identifying information you could have had.
Right.
Like, my license has my eye color on it. Is that important in any way?
That's mine.
I think it's more was just, hey, let's include a bunch of details on here so that when someone's holding it up, they can...
A lot of the things that are supposed to be permanent identifying features up to and including gender are definitely subject to change. So it seems potentially that it's just a redundancy. The current picture is probably better than any, your picture is going to dictate more than that anyway.
Absolutely. These are vestiges from times before photos, really.
Right.
Sometimes bureaucracies take a while, and good for New York for taking it off.
Yeah. That means that they don't have all of these boxes to tick. You think these assholes would be happy?
That's right. That's right.
I guess they're okay if there's two to tick. You just can't exceed two.
That's right.
The number shall be two, no more and no less.
Two is the number to which we shall count.
Yes. I miss Monty Python. We should watch Monty.
You know what? We look at this and we laugh and it is stupid, but this is what our culture is degenerating into.
Degeneracy. Accepting people. Degeneracy. Can you imagine? What's next? What's next, Paul?
We need to go back to the 1950s where everyone was treated with respect.
Yep. That's when everyone was the happiest.
That's right.
If they were middle-class white people. And that's all that matters.
It's like Romans chapter 1 talks about. As soon as you give up on God and his word and you want to deny him, you want to suppress the truth of him, he gives you over to a mind that's so messed up that you get stuff like
actually,
that.
I give up.
I give over to my messed up ass mind. I give up. I feel like we should follow their advice, and anybody who professes that they know the true word of God and are speaking for God should just be ignored because they're false prophets.
You know they're false because they say they're telling the truth, so...
Right. This is why I don't watch the crappity. That once a year is enough. Man!
We're almost done.
Does anything that I said make sense? That's important.
I am not in a position right at the moment to make that kind of decision. So
I feel like I'm angrier this year than I have been in previous years. I feel like years.
That's probably true.
I think I really am. I feel like I'm just like so done with our shit. And I'm mad at Ken because he didn't walk around the stupid thing like he usually does. Like 2020 even robbed me of that.
No, he hid in his house and watched Amazon throw boxes at him.
I know. Part of me secretly hopes that the Amazon driver knows. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yes, I
do. So you're laughing right now?
Kentucky,
you know I'm going to say.
Yeah, this is a small county. They know who people are. Yeah.
Like, part of me really hopes that that Amazon driver was like, this motherfucker keeps telling people to come to his goddamn museum and go to church and not take this virus seriously. And here I am every other day delivering his packages all of a sudden because he won't go to the store. So here's your fucking whatever, asshole. I hope that I don't think that's what happened.
No.
Says to you right there, God is judging them. He's judging the culture.
So all that said, I feel like we've probably covered enough of this. I don't think we need the last few seconds to know that we can.
I was done before we started, for the record. I don't care. You're nicer than me when it comes to this asshole. I don't care. I literally created a church just to fuck with him. Just because fuck his face. That's why.
All right. Well, here's hoping that, you know, Hammy New Year 2022. We want return of the sweater. We want return of wandering around aimlessly. We want the return of ridiculous antics. And yes. Not just disparaging people from behind a desk.
He's not taking our requests.
He's not. All right. Well, check us out on The Atheist Experience. Check Shannon's content out where she elevates the discourse over at Shannon Q.
I elevate the shit out of the discourse. I elevate it so hard. Drink.
Drink. And with that, we wish everyone a much better 2021.
Yes, please. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
You did it!
Later.
I didn't even die. I thought I might a couple times, but I didn't.